Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
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 Hello, baby!
Hello, everybody. I'm Jammin' James Riley.
Here I come to save the day.
You're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, we'll have a good time spotlight song by The High Risers from an album celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. Beth Riley has a great deep track by the Beach Boys in her Surf's Up, Beth's Beach Boys break. And we've got a Toonami in the forecast, two songs that feature guest guitars from guitar legend Dick Dale by Tony Okey and Gary Hoey. And of course, I'll drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox to hear our selection of the week. Plus, we got rockers from The Roots, Randells, Man or Astroman, The Atom Jacks, The Dupe Jacks, The Surfer Novas, Space Dog, Space Cat, Satan's Pilgrims, The Beach Berserkers, The Darts, Surf Cult, and still there's more. Let's kick it off with a brand new track from the brand new album called Racing to the Next Red Light. It's Cameron Noyes and the tune titled I Overheard Someone Telling Me.
Hey there out in Radio Land, this is Tim Cameron from Cameron Noyes, and you're listening to the zesty and effervescent Jammin' James Riley on Catching a Wave.
We'll be right back.
mission accomplished.
Don't adjust that dial. That's brand new from the Surfer Novas from their album Radio Galaxy and the tune Escape Velocity. Now, how many of you were adjusting your dial just then? Our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's from a duo. One of them was a member of the Beach Boys when this came out. However, he was still under contract. This one came out in 1966 on Columbia Records. It's the B-side to their Girl, It's All Right Now single. Speaking of the Beach Boys, Mike Love co-wrote it, although isn't given credit on the song. It is also on backing vocals. The answer and the song coming up later. Up next, their album cover has some lettering and colors reminiscent of the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds, which of course got my attention. This was intentional because the album is called Fuzz Sounds. From the Philippines, this is Space Dog, Space Cat. They have a song starting the album called Beach, Etc. This is the last track on the album. Title is Flipped. It's Etc. Beach. I'm catching a wave.
And the Tuneful Tuna Show is sponsored by the Krusty Krab Restaurant.
Hi, this is Eugene Krabs, proprietor and owner of the Krusty Krab. Hey, listeners, show your SpongeBob and the High Seas fan club card and get a free meal that is absolutely free!
Free meal does not include meal, drink, tax, or tip. Ask your doctor if eating at the Krusty Krab is right for you.
And the beat goes on.
This is Ted Pilgrim from Satan's Pilgrims, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with our buddy Jammin' James Riley.
Having a heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard Satan's Pilgrims in the tune La Luna from their 2022 release on High Tide Recordings called Go Action. Surf Cult in the mix there too from their self-titled release and Lost Highway. It's time for our Good Time segment.
Let the sky open up.
This always puts the good time in good time rock and roll. Lots of albums celebrating an anniversary this year. The album Lost Weekend from the High Risers is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year, released in 2003. They are currently Greg Townsend, Todd Bradley, and Trevor Lake. Trevor's also in Television Aries. But before Trevor, Jason Smee was the drummer at this point. He went on to join Los Straitjackets, as did Greg Townsend. Jason then went on to play with J.D. McPherson, now plays with his son, McKinley James. But from this album, Lost Weekend, here's a super cool tune called Ghost of the Surfer Girl, The High Risers, on our Good Time segment.
Hey, I'm Greg Townsend from Los Straitjackets and The High Risers. You are listening to Catching a Wave with my buddy Jammin' James Riley.
I was East Coast surfing by the break of day. No other surfers to get in my way. I had the waves to myself just before the dawn. Then suddenly beside me was a surfer girl. A real cool honey, she was shooting the curl. She looked at me and smiled, but then she was gone. It was the ghost of the surfer girl. Ghost of the surfer girl. She came out of nowhere, disappeared without a trace. Little surfer, little. No.
without a trace. Yeah.
from the Roots and the title cut to the project Get Past Go. Also, the Dubchecks and their latest single, Zona del Silencio, Zone of Silence. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's a duo. One of them was a member of the Beach Boys when this came out. However, he was still under contract. Maybe explains why you didn't see him in some of the pictures at the time. And this one came out in 1966 on Columbia Records. It's the B-side to the Girl It's Alright Now single. Speaking of the Beach Boys, Mike Love co-wrote it, although isn't given credit on the 45, but he did appear on the backing vocals. The Answer and the song coming up later, but right now, time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
It's time for Surf's Up.
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This song can be found on their 1962 album, Surfin' Safari. It was written by Brian Wilson and Gary Usher. It features Brian on lead vocals. Let's catch the party wave with Cuckoo Clock. This has been Surf's Up, Best Beach Boys Break on Catching a Wave.
We knew it had been late. Tick-tock. We had no tick-tock. Time to wait. Tick-tock. I went to tick-tock. Light the fireplace. Tick-tock. I planned it tick-tock. All this way. And tick-tock. I snuggled tick-tock. Close to her. Tick-tock. Her heart began tick-tock. To burn. Tick-tock. I held my tick-tock. Breath and then tick-tock. I put my tick-tock. Arms around her. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Go away, silly bird. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Go away, silly bird.
Tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. We've got a super fun and super long title up next. Man or Astro Man from their Beyond the Black Hole compilation. This is the powerful, fully transistorized Dick Tracy two-way wrist radio.
Tracy to kids. Tracy to kids. Come in, kids.
We'll be right back.
Jim and James Riley with their Catching a Wave Action News weather forecast. Quick look on our radar, we've got a high-pressure heat wave moving through with 100% chance of hot rock and music on the way. Taking a look at our extended forecast, the rest of the week is looking great too. Stay tuned for a tsunami coming up. Just don't forget your sunscreen, and whatever you do, don't wipe out. This has been your Action News forecast on Catching a Wave. Now back to the beach.
favorite, Snake Oil by The Darts, coming to us from Phoenix, Arizona. Before that, the Adam Jacks and Fishin' Mission. Time now to check in on that tsunami in the forecast.
Two girls for every boy.
Tsunami is a chance to play two in a row from an artist, and this time it's two songs from different artists that feature the late great guitar legend Dick Dale on them. We'll hear a blistering cover of Miserlou by Gary Hoey and Dick Dale from Gary's 2005 release Monster Surf. But first up, originally on his 1978 album Life in the Food Chain release, Tony O.K. and the tune The Funky Western Civilization. This is the More Dick Dale mix. Now, Tony O had this to say. This is an outtake from the original session with Dick Dale. Dick was living on Balboa Island at the time, summer of 1978. Didn't want to come to the Shangri-La studio at Zuma Beach to do the session. He was caring for some injured seals. So we went to him. This is the mostly unedited mix of everything he played. Way too much, but fantastic. Especially if you, like me and my buddies, formed your teenage band because you loved Dick Dale so much. And especially if you saw Dick Dale and his Deltones at the Rendezvous Ballroom when you were 14. That's a pretty cool story from Tony O.K. Here he is with Dick Dale on the Catching a Wave, Tsunami.
Western, own up to it, boys and girls.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. Time to find out now what our Jammin' James jukebox selection of the week is. So let's drop a coin in the jukebox. It's a duo. One of them was Bruce Johnston, who was a member of the Beach Boys when this came out. He was still under contract, though, and perhaps why you didn't see him in some pictures of the band. This one came out in 1966 on Columbia Records. It's the B-side to the single Girl, It's All Right Now. Speaking of the Beach Boys, Mike Love co-wrote it, although isn't given credit on the 45, is on the backing vocals. This is Bruce Johnston and Terry Melcher. Bruce and Terry with Don't Run Away on the Jammin' James Jukebox.
Don't run away.
Sound. Put it on, drop
The Beach Berserkers and the tune The Man from Auntie instead of Uncle. You get it? It's from their album Revenge of the Skinny Fat Silverback. And before that, brand new single from Randell's and the tune called 7-Inch. Next time you're surfing the web, say hello to us on social media. Our email address is catchingawaveradio@gmail.com. Let us know your comments and requests. Always love to hear from you. Always love to play what you want to hear. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.